Welcome to Man Week on Radio Gorgeous. I'm sitting in a beautiful room in Fenwick's department store in Bond Street. I'm interviewing the makeup artist, Gary Cockerell. Gary has worked with everybody, making them even more gorgeous than they already are. His clients include Kelly Brook, Jerry Hall, Honor Blackman, Katie Price, Melanie Griffith, Rupert Everett and David Beckham. And that's just for starters. He's also written a biography called From Coal Dust to Stardust. We'll talk about that later. But today, we're talking about his book, which has recently been published, called Simply Glamorous. Gary, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you so much for having me, Josephine. I feel it should have been called Simply Gorgeous, though, now. Although it means more or less the same thing, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. That's very kind. So you believe, and I can tell by reading the book, that not just celebrities and film stars can be glamorous. It's all women.
What do women really want? And I thought they actually really want to feel like they can actually look and achieve a beauty, a makeup look, and not feel threatened by a woman because she's a 6 foot tall fashion glam, you know, model, or a celebrity that they aspire to be, but really, realistically, they know that's never going to happen. So I thought, right, I'm going to use 15 real women, real is my word, but everyday women that, you know, women who work in an office, women who look after their kids, from all walks of life, all different age groups, all different ethnicities.
Such a hard word.
Oh, God, I know, I always get it wrong. And I just wanted to produce and make this beautiful book that would appeal to everybody and tick all the boxes. And hopefully, you'll have to tell me, but hopefully it does tick a lot of the boxes, and it is something that was missing in the market for a beauty book, and I'm hoping that it does that. So,
well, it's a practical guide, isn't it? Because it's step by step. You have millions of photographs, and you start off with the people. And what I like about it is you say, this person doesn't actually normally wear makeup.
Yeah.
So they're the sort of people that really should be buying a beauty book, because they're more nervous about it.
Yeah, I try to use lots of different people, and I've chose different genres of makeup styles that I think are the most popular styles. For example, the classic smoky eye, or a 50s flick, or a perfect red lip, or whatever. And I've actually picked people that probably wouldn't usually wear that look, but I've tried to push the boundaries and prove to people that anybody can wear makeup, and it doesn't matter how old you are. If you can want to rock a smoky eye, or if you want to rock a red lip, then it doesn't matter if you're 74, like my mum, who features in the book on the red lip section, is. If you can wear it and you apply it in the right way, then go for it. And that's my message.
You know something, your mum's transformation is my favourite one. I mean, she literally is a mum. She's got grey hair, and she looks like the sort of woman, oh hello, love, would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah, she is.
And then when I think I screamed when I saw it, because the transformation is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit mean of me to say, but she looks so much classier. She looks sophisticated. She looks like she could go anywhere in the world with that look.
Yeah, I think the thing about my mum was, she's always, when she was younger, she's never wore lots of makeup, but she used to wear a red lip when she was younger. And I think as she got older, her lips got thinner, and she was told by all these magazines that less is more, and you can't possibly wear a red lip as you get older. You can't possibly do this. And I'm not a textbook makeup artist. I'm totally self-taught. Everything I do, hair and makeup, self-taught. You know, and so for me, it's not about that. It's about whatever makes you feel confident or feel good about yourself. If it looks great, then go for it. It doesn't matter how old you are. So I just wanted to prove that. And so I showcased that on my mum, and we proved that you can wear a beautiful red lip and make it work. And I think she looks fantastic.
So do I. Absolutely.
She was bowled over by the look. And she wanted to look really actressy. She said to me, I said, well, what do you want to look like? What's your vision of the finished look? She said, well, because, you know, I could have done something really safe. I could have done something where what you would have expected me to do on a 75-year-old woman.
Peach and brown.
Yeah. And I thought, no, let's push the boundaries. Let's go for it. So, and she said, I just want to look like an actress. She said, I want to look like those gorgeous actresses that you do, you know. And I said, come on then, let's do something really theatrical. So it's quite dramatic.
It
and, you
really
know, there's a touch of Glenn Close in there. There's a touch of Honor Blackman. There's a touch of, you know, different people. So, and I just think it's drama, and it just hopefully inspires people to think, gosh, yeah, if Gary's mum can do that and look amazing, then so can I.
Radio Gorgeous, online, on your phone, on a podcast, or on your tablet. Listen anywhere, anytime. Now, I want to talk about this new thing which has developed, and it's very fashionable with celebrities. It's called contouring.
Yeah.
You know, are you the king of contour, darling?
I think, you know, I've I was doing contouring when Kim Kardashian probably wasn't even born. How old is she now? Maybe she was born. But I've been doing it for years and years and years. And I think maybe Kim Kardashian brought it back to the forefront now with younger people. But it's always been there.
Explain what it is, because my listeners might not understand.
No. So contouring is basically where we sort of, I always see it a bit like a paint job, where you've got a foundation, a blank canvas, and then we make good of the face. So we pick out the good things and we make the bad things that we don't like recede. So it's about light and dark. So the lightness, by adding lightness and highlight to the face, we bring forward the areas that we want to come forward and highlight. The good parts of our face are the tops of our cheekbones. You know, areas that we want to make come forward. And then things that we don't particularly like or we want to make fall back, we create depth and shadow and darkness. So that's what contouring is about. So we can cut a cheekbone out with a dark contour powder and then I'd highlight at the top of it and it promotes it and makes it look more youthful and beautiful. Or if, say, if someone's got a softer jawline.
Obviously, it's noses is the main place because people aren't happy with their noses and you don't want to have a nose job. It's silly. Yeah. So how would you take a broader nose and, you know?
So what I do is with the darker colour. So obviously, it's all about skin tone. So we have to match up a contour palette that works for that skin tone. But usually, it would be two or three shades darker than your natural skin tone you would use as for contouring to create the depth. And then we'll go two or three shades lighter to create the lightness. And we incorporate that with your normal foundation. It sounds so complicated, but it's really not. And then we just blend it all together and we just create areas. So around the nose, we'd put darkness on the sides of the nose and then we'd add the highlighter on the very tip of the nose.
Just like a kind of line in the middle.
A line in the middle. Mm-hmm. And it just brings it all together and then we just blend it softly together. And it just creates the illusion that you've got a thinner nose.
Now, what's
nose.
Brilliant about it is that it's all in the book.
It's all in the book, it is. And I do quite a large selection on contour.
Radio Gorgeous, pirate radio for Vogue readers. I'm now talking about women of a certain age.
Yeah.
You know, 40 plus, you know. As you say, we've been told by the magazines to wear less makeup. Mm. So you think that's rubbish?
I think at the end of the day, you do what's right for you. I think, you know, you've got to feel confident. And if you feel more confident by wearing less, then that's a good thing for you. But in general, I think that this whole thing of, oh my God, as you get older, you don't wear as much makeup. You can't possibly wear that. What do you think you're playing about? You're going to look at like mutton dressed as lamb? Is that the expression? Yeah. What a load of bleep. I think basically that as you get older, it's like any man, woman, you know, you lose pigmentation in your skin, your hair changes colour, your skin becomes more sallow, you lose the elasticity in your skin, the collagen, everything changes. Your eyebrows lose the hair, your eyelashes are more sparse. So for me, when that happens, you've got to put that back into the face, haven't you? So that's why makeup's so amazing, because you can do that.
RadioGorgeous.com.
Because my book's worldwide, you have to remember, it's been sold all over the world, which I'm so pleased about.
In every language. It'd be fun to see.
Yeah, it's amazing. We launched in America 2 weeks. It's in Asia. It's everywhere, Australia. So I feel that's why there's so much different skin tone and type in the skin, because it's so important. Because you're not, I often think that a lot of makeup books forget that.
Radio Gorgeous. What about making up black skin? How's it different than...
For me, I find it a lot more fun because I think you can experiment more with colour. You really can. Colour just shows up so much better. So it's about the right colour tone and texture. But yeah, I mean, shine and shimmer. It looks so luxurious and so beautiful on dark skin. But hopefully, like I said, about ticking lots of boxes, hopefully the book's done everything that's set out to do. There's so many things like I could have made the book three times as big because there were so many different looks that I wanted to do and so many. So that'll be hopefully for book number two and book number three. But I've tried to do as much as I can in 260 pages. You know, tried to cram in as much as I could.
Now, another thing I want to ask you is, how do we transform from day to night without looking like a drag queen at our age again?
Yeah, you know? Well, the thing is, you can do it really, really simply because it's just a case of maybe just changing a lip colour or adding a liner in the inside of the eye or around the eye.
Yes, I read that because I get red eye now.
Right.
You know, just because I'm getting older. My eyes seem to be getting smaller, redder. Oh, it's so horrible. And then you say put something in your... Like, remember in the 70s it used to be Kajal, But it wouldn't be a dark colour. What colour would it be?
So now you could... Well, there's some great... I mean, there's so many great cosmetics at the moment, but... I mean, and most of the cosmetic brands do them. It's not white. It has to be off-white or like a skin tone. And if you just put that inside the waterline of the eye, so just below the pupil, it can actually make the eye look wide awake. And if you have got red eye or if you're, you know, feeling tired, it just gives you that pick-me-up. So just little simple things like that. And then if you want to make your eye look a bit more sexy, then go with a... You don't have to... If you're getting a little bit older and you feel that black's a bit hard for you, then maybe go for like a navy blue or a brown sort of tone or something a bit warmer. Not grey or anything like that, because that can sometimes look a bit sallow, but something that's warm and something that's going to bring the skin alive and bring the eyes alive.
What about feathering? Because now I've noticed I've got these little kind of things. Yeah. I think it's like my lips from having the odd fag. I've got these lines. How do I stop that?
Right, so it's all about... obviously, in the book, we talk about this a lot. And it's just about preparation before you actually put the colour on your lip, whatever you're going to wear, whether it be a gloss, a lipstick, and also picking the right shade, picking the right texture of lipstick or whatever, balm or whatever it might be you're putting on the lip, to make sure it doesn't bleed onto the skin. And I always prime the lips before I do anything. And it might, by priming the lips, I just put something on them. So it might just be, you know, if I've got a sponge and a bit of foundation left on my sponge, I might pat that on my lips, make sure they're dry, pat that on my lips first before I apply a lip liner, which I always do, especially on an older lady, because I feel that helps to keep whatever's going to be on, you're going to put on the lip.
The waxiness stops it from
Yeah, it just, you know, yeah. And primers as well are really good because they fill in the...
I've never heard of a lip primer.
Yeah, they fill in all the grooves. I mean, the foundation really acts as a primer. Mm. And then when I fill the lip in, I wouldn't go for something that's too glossy or too liquidy. I'd use something that's a bit more, not matte, because matte can be too drying and aging, but more of a satin finish. And then you've got a little bit of shimmer, but not too much, and it will stay. And if you blot the lips and apply it a few times, it should stain the mouth, and then it should last you a lot longer.
Sign up to our newsletter and never miss a gorgeous podcast again. RadioGorgeous.com.
A lot of people, as they get older, they often get really stuck in a rut. And
as you said in the book, people would still be doing makeup the same as when they left school or was a teenager.
Yeah. And I often, you know, if someone wants me to show them how to do their makeup, maybe an older lady, you know, she says to me, right, I'm stuck in a rut, what do I do? The first thing I'll do is I'll get to empty a makeup bag out and I'll say, right. And she's a bit embarrassed. I'm like, no, don't be embarrassed. Let's have a look what you're using.
Yeah, this is 5 years old.
Yeah, and this is, and that obviously a lot of the time it can be, some think people's makeup bag has been like 15 years old, some of the things I've got in there, which is not good because it's the harbour for bacteria as well. But and just address and look at your face in the mirror, see what's changed over the years, see what we need to make good of, see what we need to put back into the face to make you feel more confident about how you look when you walk out the door, and address that situation. And then, you know, maybe go to a department store. There's so many things online now where you can look at so many amazing YouTube videos and get inspiration.
There are some of you out there, aren't there?
There are, probably. I've not done a lot of YouTube, actually, but there probably are, yeah. And just get educated and just feel confident about what you're doing, because I promise you it'll make a big difference to how you feel inside and look outside.
Fabulous. I'll just tell people, the book is called Simply Glamorous, Makeup Transformations to Make You Look and Feel Fabulous, and it's published by Jackie Small.
Thank you.
Simply Glamorous by Gary Cockerell is published by Jackie Small. Also, a massive thanks to Fenix Department Store. RadioGorgeous.com. Lipstick, fire and paint lipstick. Fire and paint lipstick. Fire and paint. Now here you is, here you ain't. There goes my baby up a tree. Giggling and wiggling the toes in me. Let me put my glasses on and had such fun since she's been... This is a Radio Gorgeous production, produced and presented by Josephine Pembroke and edited by Melissa Ward.